And in Fort St. John, there's going to be Reading to Cats. That's an event being put on at the library and the SPCA today. Kristen Barkvedt is organizing it, and she joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Andrew.
And I should make sure that we get this right, because the cats are going to be the SPCA, not the library.
Yes, they'll be at the SPCA. I think it would cause quite a stir if we brought them into the library.
They would definitely be running around. Okay, so what is this program? What is Reading to Cats?
So Reading to Cats is a... I'm one of the program coordinators at the library, and part of my position is to put on programs that promote creativity, education, and growth for our community. And as a public library, we obviously have strong ties to promote literacy. And Reading to Cats is just a fun and really cool way to encourage people to get out there and read, whether you are a beginner reader, if you're a literature lover, or if you're a animal lover. Because this does two things in one stone throw. You are reading and encouraging people to read around you, but you're also helping out with the shelter cats at the North Peace SPCA, because cats, above all things, they need socialization to keep themselves happy and stress-free. And that's a huge component of all of this. So that's where it really kind of all started. And it's a really fun way to get out there and read.
How on earth did you come up with this idea?
I think it was just one of those social media. I was on Facebook one morning, and there was a story going viral, and there was this picture of this little boy with a book open on his lap and a cat under his arm, and it just melted everybody's heart on the internet collectively. And the shelter, which I think is in Pennsylvania, in the States, they have this small little program called Book Buddies, and children, I think, up until 8 years old go in and they read to cats. And there was this one quote from this boy who noticed he just really hated reading in front of his classmates. He was embarrassed. He hated struggling over the words. And when he went in and read to a cat, a feline companion who just is going to sit there and look at you and maybe nudge you with its head from time to time, he noticed a huge difference right away in how he was reading afterwards in front of his classmates. So that's kind of where it all started. Once I read that, I was like, why isn't everybody doing this? So it took off from there. I approached Candice Bouchamry, the manager at the North Peace SPCA, and we've slowly started getting it rolling, and it's happening today.
And it's open to all ages. It's not just for children.
Yep, it is open to all ages. If you are in elementary school, if you're in high school, if you have graduated, if you know you just want to get down to the library and read, and it's open to any levels of readers too. If you're a beginner reader, if you crush novels in one afternoon, it's open to anybody.
Do cats have favorite books? Do you find?
They might. I went in last week to try to get some practicing in, and I wanted to really bring in a book of cat poems called I Could Pee on This, but it was out at the library. So maybe I'm going to read some Daniel Steele novels. I'm not sure yet, but I think every cat is different.
Okay, here's my biggest problem with this, because you mentioned the cat may occasionally nudge you. I've had cats almost my whole life. And almost without fail, if I try to read and there's a cat in the room, the cat will do everything it can to prevent me from doing that. If the book is sitting down, the cat will sit on top of the book or the newspaper. If I'm holding it, my cat will jump in front of the book and try to push it out of the way. Are they really encouraging literacy?
It's encouraging literacy in a fun way. And here's my alternative to that. If you're a cat lover, that's so awesome. You're going to enjoy a cat coming in obnoxiously sitting on your book. And if you aren't really into it, Candice has informed me that there are some dogs in there that would just love for you to come in and sit with them and read to them. So that's a canine alternative if you aren't a fan of a cat just kind of strolling up and sitting on your book and being like, well, what are you doing? Pet me instead.
The dogs will just eat the books.
They might just eat the books. I guess it's kind of a trial run. We'll have to see how it goes, but you never know. There might be some really happy cats out there.
All right, that's this afternoon. What time should people show up?
So Reading to Cats starts at 2, and it goes until 4, and we are going to have it every Friday. So starting today, every Friday, if you can't make it in today, you can come in the Fridays after that. And all you have to do is fill out a volunteer application form. They're available at the Fort St. John Public Library or at the SPCA.
Kirsten, it sounds great. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Andrew.
That is Kirsten Bargvet. She is organizing Reading to Cats. It's at the Fort St. John SPCA this afternoon. And if you'd like to see a picture of the picture that inspired this whole thing, head over to our Twitter. We're at Daybreak North.